Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The 2020 Tokyo Olympics officially kick off on Friday, with some of the competitions already underway. And the favorite to bring home the most medals at the Games, once again, is Team USA. Today, The Athletic's Zach Pierce tells us about some of the most interesting athletes and storylines to follow on the U.S. team. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Thursday, July 22nd, and this is The Lead. So, Zach, you are The Athletic's national managing editor and are overseeing Olympics coverage. How exactly does one prepare to cover an event like this where there are literally thousands of athletes competing and therefore thousands of stories to potentially follow?
Great question. And thanks for having me. How many people had to say no before you invited me on?
You were our first choice.
Yeah, it's a daunting task. Obviously, the Olympics is not something that we cover much during the interim period between games. And this is really our first Olympics as a website that we've, at least the first Summer Olympics that we've had at all. So I think the goal for us has been trying to tell the best stories we can tell, as many of them as possible. And if that number is a lot smaller than 1,000, then so be it.
All right. Well, Zach, you recently wrote about some of the stories that we should follow within Team USA. So tell us, who are some of the athletes that you're most excited to see at the Games? Who should we be keeping an eye on?
Well, I think it's always fun to watch the best, right? I'm excited to see Simone Biles in one last Olympic competition.
But really, on this vault, this is phenomenal. She showcases how she is just so much better than everybody else. Watch the rise from the table. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she's happy with that one. She should be.
It's part of why we watch. Katie Ledecky, obviously. Caleb Dressel is going to be the next big name in men's swimming.
Look at Flory. He is ahead of the world record right now. It's time to catch him, though.
Caleb Dressel trying to chase a world record. Shields behind him. Dressel to the wall. Just shy of 49.87. He wins another title here in Omaha with Tom Shields finishing
obviously
second.
This will be the first Olympics without Michael Phelps since 96. So he's been in our lives for quite some time. And the women's soccer team should be a gold medal contender again, ranked number one in the world coming into this tournament after a huge disappointment in the 2016 Olympics when they lost to Sweden in the quarterfinals.
Dahlqvist wins it for Sweden. And the United States, the reigning Olympic champions and world champions, go out in the quarterfinals.
Of course, they got off to a rocky start this year as well, again against Sweden, losing their opener 3-0. So they'll have some work to do in the last two group stage games, but still should be a contender for a medal in this tournament. I also think just track and field in general is going to be fantastic because there's some turnover in the sport. There's a lot of young U.S. stars who could be becoming household names pretty soon. Trayvon Bromell in the 100 meters.
5 years ago in Rio, Bromell was one of the sport's young stars, making the finals of the 100 at just 21 years of age. As he enters these Olympic Games, Bromell is the favorite and has looked unbeatable. He dropped his personal best to 9.77 seconds and hasn't lost a 100-meter final.
There's going to be a new world's fastest man for the first time since Usain Bolt first won it in 2008. Not that track and field lacks for attention to begin with, but I think this year is going to be really fun.
All right. Well, next, I wanted to ask you about two sports that used to be in the Summer Games and are now back, at least for now, baseball and softball. So first, for baseball, this isn't your normal Major League roster showcasing their talent. Who will be competing for Team USA?
Right. Yeah. Major League Baseball players are not allowed in the games. Actually, nobody from the 40-man rosters of any team is allowed in. So it's a combination of former Major League Baseball players and then some prospects that maybe aren't quite at the top level just yet. But you're going to have some names that you recognize if you're a baseball fan. There's Todd Frazier, who was an all-star with the Reds a couple of years.
Warmed up. And it's 1-0 Cincinnati. Frazier plays long ball again.
Scott Kazmir, who pitched for a number of teams and I think was a three-time All-Star.
Scott Kazmir, 37 years old, signed a minor league contract with the Giants this spring, and today EK makes his first big league appearance in 5 years.
Edwin Jackson was a pitcher for 17 years who probably played for your team at some point. He played for almost half the league, 14 different teams in that span. So there's definitely some interesting names if you're a baseball fan. It should be fun. It's a six-team tournament. Those six teams will play some pool play and then a very strange sort of convoluted knockout stage, double elimination bracket to determine the medals.
Yeah, it should be interesting. It's like a nice, fun ragtag group of players, I think. I'm excited to see how that plays out. Now, Team USA softball came very, very, very close to winning the gold in 2008, losing to Japan in the gold medal game.
The Americans were aiming for a fourth consecutive Olympic gold medal. Their 22-game Olympic winning streak was snapped as pitcher Yukiko Ueno handed them their first loss since the 2000 games.
Who will be leading this redemption tournament, and are we going to see a little extra spark this time around?
Yeah, probably nobody's happier to be in Tokyo right now than the U.S. softball team, because the last time they were there in 2008, they actually lost the gold medal game to Japan. It was a stunner. It had been years since softball had lost. Two players from that team are back this year, 13 years later after that. It's Kat Osterman, a 38-year-old pitcher.
Obviously, in 2004, I was the youngest. 2008, I was kind of middle of the pack, and now I'm the oldest. And part of that is the reason I came out of retirement.
Monica Abbott, who's 35 years old, also pitches. In fact, both of them pitched in softball's opener against Italy late Tuesday night / early Wednesday morning. Osterman looked pretty darn good with 6 shutout innings and 9 strikeouts. Abbott got the save, so the eldest representatives on that team still playing a big role, even though Osterman told us this week in a story that we had up on The Athletic from Liz Finney that she expected to play maybe more of a leadership role than an actual playing role in this Olympics. But there she was out there in game one pitching pretty darn good. So U.S. softball in a pretty good spot and will be a favorite to avenge that loss from 2008 and put a nice little bow on the Olympic career of Osterman and Abbott.
Well, a newcomer to the Summer Games is the basketball 3-on-3 tournament. Now, our men's team did not qualify for the tournament, but we have a pretty dominant women's 3-on-3 team. So what should we be looking out for in this sport?
It's fun. It's a lot more like the kind of basketball you probably know if you play it casually at the Y or on the playground. It's half court. It's fast paced. It's just you play to 21 by ones and twos. This particular team is 4 WNBA players, which is cool. One of those players, Katie Lou Samuelson, unfortunately, just this week was placed into health and safety protocols and won't be able to go with the team to Tokyo. She's been replaced by Jackie Young of the Las Vegas Aces. They also have Kelsey Plum, Alicia Gray. It's a strong team. They're the favorites to win. If watching a 2.5-hour basketball game isn't your cup of tea, this might be the thing for you. They're about 30-minute games, super fast-paced, and it's kind of fun to watch a version that's a little bit more recognizable to the rest of us who weren't good enough to play at that level.
As usual, a lot of eyes will be on the USA swimming team, especially Katie Ledecky, who could end up as the most decorated female athlete in Olympic history by the end of these games. But there's also a younger U.S. swimmer who we should be watching as well. What can you tell us about Katie Grimes?
Yeah, Katie Grimes is a great story. She's 15, and she made the Olympics in the 800-meter freestyle.
Race for second. Coming down to the wall. Very close, and it will be Grimes making the team. 15 years old. Tokyo bound.
which is the same event that Katie Ledecky qualified for when she was 15 in 2012 in London and won her first gold medal in London in that event. Grimes will almost certainly not win gold in Tokyo because Katie Ledecky is also going to be running in this race and is just head and shoulders above most of the field in the distance races for freestyle. But it's cool to see it's shades of Ledecky. And I think one of the biggest storylines around this whole pandemic delay with this games has been both the older athletes that really hurts because they had to wait an extra year to compete. But then also there's the younger athletes who wouldn't be here if not for that delay. And I think Grimes, safe to say, definitely as a 14-year-old, probably would not have qualified for the Olympics, but did so as 15. So it's pretty cool to watch. This could be the start of the next generation.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, Zach, moving on to some of the more obscure competitions, we also need to talk about a sport that the Americans haven't fared well in, which is badminton. Now, I say this as someone who played badminton very, very, very seriously in my backyard with my sister growing up.
Okay.
And we one day vowed that we would make the Olympics, which obviously never happened. But this is a sport where the U.S. has never medaled. So what should we expect from our badminton players?
This explains why you wanted to talk about badminton. It's near and dear to your heart.
It is.
Unfortunately, I would say don't expect too much. You're right. The U.S. has never medaled in any event since badminton became a sport full-time, I believe, in 1992. And the U.S. has never really been all that close. Probably the headlining team for the U.S. is a pair of brothers. It's Philip and Ryan Chu from California. They're actually were coached by their grandfather through much of their long careers.
He hung a shuttlecock off a fishing pole when I was like a year and a half, and he would have me swinging at it to get used to hitting the shuttlecock. And he's coached us since we're really young, traveled with us, so he got the full experience, and we're the ones that get a benefit.
Philip Chu was in Rio, but it's the long shot of all long shots, I'm afraid, Tiffany, for a U.S. medal in badminton.
That's such a bummer. But I mean, maybe one year my sister and I could still compete. We have hope. The two brothers are our inspiration.
It's never too late to get started.
Never too late. Well, like the two brothers, I think the sports and athletes that become America's sweethearts tend to come from their backstories. And one athlete whose name is very familiar to people born in the USA, and yes, that is a pun intended, is Jessica Springsteen. Can you tell us what sport she's representing and when we will be able to watch her?
Jessica Springsteen, daughter of the preferred musician of sports writers everywhere, Bruce Springsteen, is competing in equestrian, specifically in the jumping event. She'll have a good chance at a medal because she'll be both in the individual and the team contest. The U.S. team in jumping was a silver medalist in Rio, and two of the members from that team, or actually just one, returned for this year's team. So it's certainly possible that she could end up on the medal stand.
And Jessie came in with a lot of pressure, needing to, you know, jump that clear at the end, and she did. So, you know, she's already ridden on many, many teams over the years. Every horse that she rides seems to jump for her.
She's 29 years old, which for pretty much any other sport in the Olympics would be very, very old, but it's actually extremely young for equestrian. She's got a couple of teammates who are in their 50s.
Well, finally, Zach, how do you think the U.S. is going to do overall at these Olympics? I'm putting you on the spot.
I think they're going to win more medals than any other country, but that's happened every year since, I think, 1996. There were 51 medals ahead of second place China in Rio, so that's not necessarily newsflash to say that they're going to do that. It can be very volatile from one Olympics to the next, and I do think we might be a little bit worse off this time around than we're accustomed to. Losing Michael Phelps alone will cost you a couple medals. Track and field did really well in Rio, 32 medals, so a lot of those winners are no longer on this team. Of course, always new faces coming in, who certainly some of whom will win medals. But I think you might see a slight slip back this year, but still number one overall, which isn't too bad.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for the reminder that it's never too late for me to chase my Olympic dreams. Maybe you'll see me and my sister in 2024.
Tiffany, I believe in you.
One step at a time. We got this. You can read Zach Pierce's full rundown of the athletes and stories to follow on the U.S. team at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. Thanks for listening. To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, Alexa, play The Lead podcast.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.